Okay. I'd like to thank everyone for their participation and patience in public comment. I'd also like to take this opportunity to thank Mr. Campanella, the staff, the volunteers, and the listeners at KPFA for their wonderful hospitality, and, of course, for all of their efforts to bring us here together and to continue to move this forward. In terms of the security issue, it's my understanding that it was brought in by the former ED. The board did not have knowledge of that. That's my understanding, so we'll leave it at that. William, LaVarne, and Sarve.
Ah, it's on now. Great. I just wanted to really quickly acknowledge. How am I now?
Feedback is
painful. I'd like to acknowledge the folks who helped to put the reception together last night. It was a subcommittee that haphazardly came together of Fadi Saba, Bonnie Simmons, Limlim Regio, and they're also, Brian Edwards Teeker, and I'd also like to thank Gary, because it's all those people that are responsible for putting together reception last night, and Roy, and also for your care packages that you will receive in the mail, because we didn't have the time to get your gifts together. You'll get them.
Thank you, William. LaVarne?
Thank you, Madam.
And Luis Medina, sorry.
Thank you, Madam Chair. That's what I wanted to just thank Fadi Saba, because he's the one who's been trying to run this and get us all involved and to get us into making this meeting a success. And I really would like to thank Fadi Saba.
Maria?
A couple things. One is I'd like to thank you, Madam Chair, for stepping back into the shoes. You've done a fabulous job. Thank you so much. Thank you for our chair, who is currently not chair, for stepping up to the plate, too. And to this board, I think we actually did some really great work this weekend. Loved being with you, and I hope we have more weekends that were as productive as this one was. Thank you.
Sarve, Fadi, Mark, Bob.
Madam Chair, I want to express my gratitude to all the listeners and the passion and commitment and ideas that they have brought here to this meeting here for the PNB. And we definitely, you can be assured that we're listening and we'll do our best to make sure that this Pacifica Network continues on its mission and continues to involve all the communities throughout the country, wherever our stations are. And we also, in a time like this, that we are aware of what kind of situation in the country and around the world, and you can rest assured that we're going to do our best to fulfill our mission.
Thank you, sir. Fadi?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thanks, LaVarne and everybody, but it goes to all the volunteers, people who went all the way to SFO to pick up folks, people who later on we'll get to volunteer to drop off people to Oakland Airport. So I want to just let the public know that there are PNB members who need to get to go to airports, and hopefully you'll be as gracious as you have been and actually use this time as taking them to the airport to get their ear and talk to them on about an issue that you care about. I mean, just think of it that way. I also want to mention really quickly that one thing that there was an issue about that we should announce the decisions of the executive sessions. We did do that. There was only one decision, and that's regarding Ambrose Lane. The rest of the time during executive session on Friday, we interviewed candidates then, and this morning we interviewed search firm candidates. So I want the public to know what we did do, and I think that's important, but no decision was made about the search firm.
Madam And
all right, Mark.
Okay, I want to join the chorus of thank yous. In particular, I'd like to say thank you to William and to LaVarne and to Fadi and Sarv. And also to, of course, all the listeners. Some of you I know by email, and you may know me that way as well, but it's nice to put a face to it, and a lot harder to fight that way. And in that spirit, I also want to tell Dave, who I kind of went at a little bit, that how much I appreciate his efforts on the board. And I'd like to also make that same statement to LaVarne and to Wendy and to Patty and to all of my colleagues. I had a very productive weekend. I think we all did, and I'm very proud of us this weekend.
Thank you, Mark. Bob?
Well, I just want to echo all the rounds of thanks, particularly to the people here in the Bay Area who worked hard to host us in a gracious way. Special thanks to Fadi and all his work. And I agree with the other board members that this has been a very productive weekend. The board's been more cooperative than I've seen it since I've been on the board or since the board before that I used to come to meetings of. So I think we can congratulate ourselves for that. And there's a lot of really dedicated people here, and that's great. I want to just seize the microphone here to announce a local demonstration. A friend of mine notified me about it. It's a serious threat on the horizon that we all nationally should be taking heed to, which is a 10 Bay Area activists, including animal advocates, alternative media members, prisoner rights advocates, and members of the Greater Bay Area Progressive Community have been subpoenaed to a federal grand jury in San Francisco. The first hearing is this Wednesday, June 22nd. Grand jury fishing expeditions, something I know about because I resisted one 20 years ago, were defeated in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and current ones can be defeated if we present a solid front of resistance. Many of the people called will be going to jail for resisting this grand jury, and it's crucial we support them. And they urge you to please come, even if only for an hour or two. It's 9 a.m. There's a demonstration outside the court Wednesday, June 22nd, 9 a.m., federal building. In San Francisco, right.
Thank you, Bob. Patty?
Hi. I want to thank everybody for coming also, and my fellow board members and our Ambrose, our new executive director person. I would like to notify everyone, as has been already notified by mail, that myself, LaVarne Williams, and Wendy's designated agent will be entering the Pacifica National office on Monday or Tuesday to do more inspecting, for our first time, inspecting of the books of the foundation. And this will incur less cost for the foundation because I'm already here. No one has to fly me out. And so we'll see people there Monday or Tuesday. Thanks.
Rob?
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I'd like to, first of all, thank our General Manager at KPFA, Roy Campanella II. He's new here. Thank you for hosting us. I'd like to send out my special best wishes to Larry Bensky and his family. Larry's been making me feel like a member of his family and inviting me into his living room and home for years now. He's going through a tough time physically. And I just want to send out my best wishes to Larry and the people that are looking after him better than I am. I also would like to say that I've been able to meet some of the people that I've worked with on some programming in the past, Sasha Lilly, Stephanie Hendricks, who I've met before, Brian Edwards Tickert. Many of the people I don't know, but when we do national broadcasts and we're working with the people from KPFA, they always have a concern for professionalism. I'd also like to send my thanks to people that have made me feel a part of the KPFA community and the greater Berkeley and Oakland community that really, I think, carry the Pacifica message. And I'm talking specifically about my favorite programmer, Rick Vincent, the Uhuru Maggot. I'm talking about people like Tommy Cash, T. Cash, and in particular, Davey D., who I think should be on Pacifica nationally. I think he has a consciousness-raising message that we all need to look to. And he also, all of these programmers make us feel, regardless of our age, our background, our race, like we're part of their community. I think we need to do that. I keep hoping when we go from community to community that the people on the LSBs, the people that are concerned about governance, will begin to make a place for people that really reflect the communities that we live in. I know we're trying to do that, but we have a long way to go. I'd just like to thank all of those wonderful programmers from KPFA for making us feel part of their family here.
William?
Just really quickly, I wanted to thank the folks who came and spoke in support of youth programming. I mean, young folks in this organization are really feeling isolated. I mean, I know I am, and it's not because we're not trying here at the board level, but we need to just demonstrate to younger communities within Pacifica that we do care and that we're working hard for them. And a lot of young people came out to speak at the meetings this weekend, and a lot of young people are involved at the station level at KPFA and are a bit alienated by a lot of the politics going on. So I think that we need to kind of take an introspective look at ourselves and really try to sort out what's important as far as furthering our mission and separate that from a lot of the politics that divide us and help build a movement, because that's what we're here for.
Ray?
Yeah, I want to thank the board for working quite hard, and I want to thank the individual from the station and the community who helped put this event together so we can move forward. I've heard a lot today and during the weekend. Some of it I agree wholeheartedly with. Some of it I disagree with completely. I feel it's based on misinformation. And clearly what it points at the very minimum is that we have to improve the ways for us to communicate and so that at least when we disagree, we know exactly that the information is not based on rumors, and we have a chance to thrash it out and influence each other. So I'm looking forward to continuing the work.
Zarina?
I just wanted to say thank you to all the people that did come out. It's nice to see that there are listeners and members that want to participate, whether we're on this side or that side of the microphone. At least we're all striving for the same mission. I also want to say thank you to the Pacifica National Board staff and all that they did in terms of getting the venue, getting all of us as members out here, and praying that we all get back home safely. And well, she's part of the staff, right? Okay. Lilani, I'll say a special thank you to her for everyone. And I wanted to say also that it's nice to be home, because I lived in the Bay Area for 22 years, and I was on one of your competitive stations, so to speak. So it's, you know, thank you, and I always look forward to coming here. And Guapale, I would like to see you after I leave out of here. Thank you.
I'd like to thank all of the members of KPFA and its members and staff and listeners. And I want to thank our board for allowing me to participate in the next 3 months in trying to get Pacifica moving again. I've made it clear I don't want any long term at all, because I'm retired, but I think I can continue to make a contribution, and I'll try my best. And I'll be talking with all of you on the local level that I can to make certain that the violence ends and that we get about the business of doing what Pacifica ought to do. It's time for us to grow. And I want to thank old Bob in the back there. He's been around longer than I have. I've only been around for 27 years. So I want to thank everybody. And let's look forward to a much more cooperative and productive time together.
Move we adjourn, Madam Chair. Move we adjourn, Madam Chair.
Okay, it's been moved that we adjourned and seconded. Any objections?
No, but I just want to remind everybody in the audience not to leave. Make sure that there's PNB members in your car.